USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. has seen its first day of 200,000 new coronavirus cases. More than 13 million people have been infected and 265,000 have died. On ABC's This Week, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, gave this dire warning.
We may see a surge upon a surge. You know, we don't want to frighten people, but that's just the reality. We said that these things would happen as we got into the cold weather and as we began traveling, and they've happened. It's going to happen again.
Fauci says with the way the trends are going, he cannot imagine that restrictions will be eased at all by Christmas. Four organizers of a massive party in New York City that went against local restrictions were arrested. Deputies busted nearly 400 people at an illegal club in Midtown over the weekend. The club did not have a liquor license. A much smaller party in Queens was busted on Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.